iBridge Audio presents Blood and Gold, a Ralph Compton novel by Joseph A. West, read by Terry Evans. I had $30,000 in paper money and gold coin in my saddlebags, and now the rain had settled the dust on my back trail that had been nagging at me for the past 2 days. Maybe the dust meant nothing. It could have been kicked up by a puncher like me, heading back to Texas broke and hungover, vowing never to come up the trail again and wishing mightily he'd steered well clear of the bright lights and easy scent of Dodge. But the dust could mean something else. It could mean I was dancing with the devil, and they were playing his tune. Me? I was 18 years old that summer of 1880, and still kind of green, even though I'd been up the trail 3 times. I had twice tangled with Comanche, and once, the spring before, had shot it out with 3 rustlers south of the Ouachita. After the smoke cleared, Big Bob Collins, the trail boss, had slapped me on the back and said I'd done good, though I doubted I'd hit anybody, being no great shakes with long gun, though I'm a fair to middling hand with the Colt. But that was then, and this was now. Since I'd crossed the Cimarron and ridden into the Indian Territory, I'd tried not to pay any mind to the dust. I'd been a-singing to my pony, mostly sappy love songs that I'd heard in Dodge and 12 other cow towns. The paint didn't like my singing none, shaking his head, his bit jangling every time I murdered a high note. But having such a disapproving audience didn't bother me, on account I knew I'd soon be...